From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A ferry boat chartered by the State Department to evacuate Americans from Libya has finally departed Tripoli after being delayed for 3 days by rough seas, the vessel carrying hundreds of people to the Mediterranean island of Malta. The State Department says chartered aircraft will also begin evacuating U.S. citizens from Libya today. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the opposition in Libya is battling forces loyal to the country's leader, and those clashes are moving closer to the capital.
Rebels in the east of Libya now say they completely control the second largest city, Benghazi, and most of the eastern side of the country. Activists attempting to topple Colonel Muammar Gaddafi clashed Thursday with government forces in the west of Libya, close to the capital, Tripoli. Local news reports say that dozens of people have been killed just in the last 24 hours alone. Hundreds have died since the uprising began 10 days ago. The U.S. and other governments are attempting to ferry their citizens out of Libya as the chaos spreads. Gaddafi, however, remains defiant. In a second address on state TV from an undisclosed location, he blamed the revolt on al-Qaeda and young people on drugs. He called on his supporters to chase down the demonstrators and arrest them. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Cairo.
One house of Wisconsin's legislature has approved a controversial plan that would strip public sector employees of most of their collective bargaining rights. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson says the vote was called abruptly in the wee hours of the morning.
Democrats in the assembly debated this plan for more than 60 hours before majority Republicans suddenly cut off discussion.
All in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the roll.
It happened so quickly that almost a third of the legislators present didn't even cast a vote. Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said this should have been handled differently.
You had tens of thousands of people every day marching on the Capitol, and you have 50 years of tradition. This has not happened regularly. It demands closer scrutiny.
Republicans had no comment afterward, but in a written statement said their action would prevent government layoffs. The plan now heads to the state Senate, where it remains in limbo as long as 14 Democratic senators remain in hiding. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Search crews in New Zealand have been finding no more survivors in the rubble of collapsed buildings in the city of Christchurch after this week's earthquake there. Mayor Bob Parker says there's concern that much of the city's water supply may be contaminated.
There are some health issues and some issues to do with sanitation, frankly, and there's no water, but primarily that's not a problem. We can get water in easily, but we don't have efficient wastewater systems there, and we're concerned about health issues.
The death toll from the earthquake has risen to 113. Growth in the U.S. economy accelerated slightly at the end of 2010, but those gains were not as great as previously estimated because of a downward revision in consumer spending. This is NPR News from Washington. Boeing has been awarded one of the largest defense contracts ever, a $35 billion agreement to build refueling tanker jets for the Air Force. Boeing beat out European-based rival EADS. The contract will mean thousands of jobs for Washington State and Kansas, but the decision is a blow to the Gulf Coast and Alabama, where EADS had planned to assemble its planes. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley says the state will just have to look for other employers.
Even though we did not get this tanker contract here in Mobile, we're going to still work hard, and we're going to still create jobs in this area.
NPR's Tom Bowman says the reason Boeing was chosen for the contract was left somewhat vague.
We didn't get a lot of detail about why Boeing won. Pentagon officials were guarded about that, and they said part of it is proprietary business information about the contracts. But what they did say was both companies put in very good bids, but they said Boeing was a clear winner here.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. A serial killer has been sentenced in Milwaukee to life in prison. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports Walter Ellis was found guilty of murdering seven women over a 21-year period.
George Noble is the brother of murder victim Joyce Mims. Noble says the sentence for Ellis is fair.
You know, if we'd have just got one, that would have been perfect. And, you know, we got all seven, so long as he can never get out.
Ellis and his defense attorney declined to make statements during the sentencing. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
China is revising its death penalty, removing 13 nonviolent crimes from the list of offenses punishable by death. China executes more people every year than any other country. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for